Influencers, helping companies access online audiences. An influencer is a person who generates interest in something by posting about it on social media. Influencers are found across networking sites such as Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Twitter. They are often experts in a certain industry and have a large audience. Influencers encourage people to buy products, and they often promote companies, causes, and ideas through their social media channels. Influencers are categorized according to the number of followers they have on a single social media platform. A mega-influencer is someone who has more than 1 million followers. Macro-influencers have somewhere between 10,000 and 1 million followers. And micro-influencers have between 1,000 and 10,000 followers. Many companies work with influencers to sell their products. This is called influencer marketing. Fashion, beauty, food, travel, fitness, and technology are some of the most common industries to make use of influencers. Popular influencers such as Huda Khatun, beauty, Gigi Hadid, fashion, and Salt Bae, food, have over 50 million followers each on social media. Working with influencers can give brands huge reach and help them stand out in the crowded digital marketplace. Companies may choose a specific type of influencer depending on their goals or their target audience. Large companies often employ well-known celebrities as the face of brand awareness campaigns. Celebrities are often mega-influencers who enjoy tremendous popularity, which gives the brand lots of exposure in different markets. Mega-influencers, however, tend to be costly to hire. Furthermore, the size and diversity of their following limit their ability to engage on a personal level. Companies may choose to hire macro-influencers instead, as they can help target a particular audience. Macro-influencers are often industry specialists with followers who share their passions. They are also professional content creators, producing their own high-quality vlogs, blogs, and podcasts. Some companies may look to micro-influencers to expand their customer base. Although micro-influencers tend to have a relatively small reach, their audience is very specific. Micro-influencers are often regular people who have an interest or expertise in a particular industry or niche. They build close relationships with their audience, meaning they are highly trusted. They are also readily available to companies, unlike macro and mega-influencers, who often have an agent to help manage their clients. If you owned a company and money were no object, which type of influencer would you use?